When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. The Greg Hill Show. First day without Greg. My last show of 2024.
Okay. So, lucky duck.
I am going to be, this is my Friday for the entire year, but I will not ruin your day by talking about when I'm not working. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't sleep well last night. I'll start off by saying that. My husband had his holiday party for his work and arrived home around 12:45 and decided to watch a very loud, it sounded like a war movie in the living room at volume level 100.
Do you know the movie?
No, I don't. I texted him, said turn down the volume, and then finally got up, walked out. I said, if you don't turn down that volume right now, there's going to be an issue.
Right.
And so then I was tossing and turning. My alarm went off at 3:45, said, where's my husband? Went out. He was asleep on the couch.
All right. Oh, man.
All right. So, must have been a good movie.
You know what I like about Santo? And I haven't, you know, gone gallivanting around town with him.
Mm-hmm.
But judging by your stories, he's a happy drunk.
He is a very happy drunk, yes.
I mean, that's a great quality.
It is. It is.
There's nothing worse than the angry drunk.
Right. No. But I said, you know, you are some people's boss now. Like, maybe you call it a night at 9. Not 12:30.
What?
Nine
if you're the boss, you have to hang out.
Really?
9 o'clock,
I don't
Courtney.
Know.
What is he? 80 years old?
10 right. o'clock. I don't know.
10 o'clock?
12:30.
12:30 is not that late.
Well, on a Wednesday.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a party.
Right. It's a year-end party, I'm sure you know.
Damn, Santo.
Wiggs, how are you?
I am well. I cannot complain.
Yeah.
I didn't have any issues of watching loud movies last night.
That's good.
But no, I am fine. I did watch a very interesting movie.
What's that?
On, I know Rich Keefe had told me about it. My two sons had watched it called Trapped with Josh Hartnett in it. Very good. And I usually don't, M. Night Shyamalan's the director, and I usually don't like the ending of his movies, but it was very good.
Oh, nice. I'm in the process of just figuring out what I haven't seen. I'm thinking of doing, restarting a little bit of Paramount's Yellowstone to sort of just seal that whole thing off.
Yes.
But I just love, it's the greatest thing in the world. This job is awesome. I love it. I would not want to do anything else. But it is really nice to have a period of time where you're watching things just based on what you want to watch.
Yeah.
Not based on what other people are watching so that you have an informed opinion about the topic.
Yep.
And I will say, by the way, hi, Jackson.
Hi, Curtis. Good morning.
I like the haircut.
Oh, thank you very much.
Looking good. We have
Shime out again.
Yeah.
Seems like we're now tied for days this year.
This is just him basically saying, all right, I'm going to take Thursday and Friday off, get a long weekend.
I bet he comes in tomorrow.
No way.
No way.
You don't
go
Wednesday, Thursday, and come back Friday.
No, you don't.
I don't know.
You just bite the bullet and you just take the long weekend.
He's doing what the Patriots players are doing right now. He gave up on this year.
That was good, Jackson.
I agree. Courtney had the idea of the day, by the way. So Ken lets us know on the separate text thread. I love when we divide the text thread.
Yeah.
Because Greg's on vacation and Ken has been ordered not to contact him. And so Courtney, Wiggy, and I get a text from Ken that said, Shime out, Jackson back on the board. And Courtney had the great idea of having Ken Laird come in old times, you could have put Jackson Where I Am,
mm-hmm.
and we get Ken Laird, the best board guy
throwback.
In the history of the world,
mm-hmm.
throwback. And he said, I got to get Maya to school. Maya's like in middle school now. Like, she can get to school. But he might pop in the 9 o'clock hour. But we have a good show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Bill O'Brien, first opportunity to ask him about those comments or the reporting in North Carolina that Bill Belichick didn't talk to him for his final 2 weeks as the coordinator last year. So he'll join us at 6:45. We have Mike Milbury at 9. A lot of puck on the dome. We have Courtney at 7:30 with the news and a story about what online real estate websites may now include when judging or finding a neighborhood to move to.
It's which crazy.
Wild sign of the times. We have the leads coming up in about 20 minutes, and they said it at 7. But I have to admit one thing. I had a really interesting conversation yesterday with somebody who would know a lot about the Patriots. I'll get to that in my lead. Just a sort of teaser. Robert Kraft is not firing Gerard Mayo.
No.
I am 1,000% wrong.
Okay.
Gerard Mayo will not be fired by Robert Kraft. There are other contingencies that may occur where maybe Robert, as you alluded to, Wiggs, or mm-hmm. I think you did, that maybe it's his son that would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a 0.0% chance that Gerard Mayo is fired by Robert Kraft.
Now, yeah. is this something you were having a conversation with somebody
yeah.
and brought you to this light?
Yeah.
Okay.
And who knows? I mean, it's just one person's opinion.
Huh?
But I got the very strong belief that there may be a new coach, but it will not be through the firing of Gerard Mayo by Robert Kraft. But I like to sort of just, you know, when I'm wrong or when I have an updated thought on something. Have you guys seen any of the Aaron Rodgers thing on Netflix?
I still haven't. That's on my docket.
It's okay. I mean, you don't have to watch it to understand the general perception. We all think he's the biggest douche.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's a massive
I kind of got an idea of, like, who he is after I heard him trying to go in on Ryan Clark and everything.
Oh, yeah.
He's somebody that, you know, he likes to keep receipts, so.
Yep.
Yeah, he's definitely a clapback season mm-hmm. is always in it's always in season for Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
But I will say this. We never understand whenever the family comes out and they're like, Aaron Rodgers has scorned us. As a human, you hear that and you're like, what an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you be close with your family? For the first time, I really got an understanding from Aaron's side, obviously not his family's side. But they did a dating show where they intentionally left Aaron Rodgers' seat empty at, like, the holidays and made a big to-do of the fact that Aaron wasn't, like, going there for Christmas.
Well, because his brother was on The Bachelorette.
Right.
Yeah. On one of them shows.
And so they used him to gain clout and to... I guess attack him as a person in that very public way.
Yeah, well, I learned this a long time. I think, you know, I don't know if, you know, there are a lot of people that have family issues or whatever. So, like, for me, when I hear Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk to his brother or his mother, whatever, like, that's not uncommon ground. Like, I don't look at that and, like, oh, I'm shocked because I've seen that firsthand in my family where siblings don't talk to each other. It's just, you know, for whatever reason it is, there's always, you know what they're saying. There's always your side, their side, and then the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
And
so that doesn't shock me.
But I think when it comes to the dating show and Jordan going on The Bachelorette, like, his last name's Rodgers. They look alike.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily, as somebody who watched that season, I don't think he was using it for clout. It was like a part of his story. It's one of his brothers.
Yeah, but see, I tend to lean towards, and I don't know much about the Rodgers family situation, but I tend to lean towards when there's a celebrity and there are family issues, it's generally not from the celebrity who's having these issues come up. It's the family wanting too much money, wanting to use him or her for her clout.
You, like, forgot about us. You changed.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. When you start to look like a whole Britney Spears situation or any, like, celebrity that has family issues, it's usually the people who are not the celebrities or not the famous one in the family that start all these problems because, for whatever reason, like you said, Curtis, they feel a certain way. And then the celebrity in the family is like, how long? It's only so long before I can basically continue to have you walk all over me or say I don't do nothing for you, whatever it is. So I don't know much, but I would willing to bet that it's probably more Rodgers' brother and mother and all the other people that have caused
it. Does he explain it?
So basically he says that his family thought he had gotten away from his roots. I think his family is very religious.
Yeah,
see, exactly.
And that there was disagreements and that he was pursuing this life in the NFL. And there was some breaking point. As with all families, whatever like you're arguing about is never really what the issue is.
Right.
Like it's something
that's the jealousy.
It's jealousy. And I was actually watching this thinking of you, Wiggs, because was there people in your life, because you're a local guy who wins the Super Bowl with the Patriots, as rare could be.
Right.
Were there people that would go after you that you had to sort of shut out because they kept asking for things?
Well, you know, like, fortunate for me, I didn't have a big, intermediate family, like, no brothers, no sisters. So, you know, like my dad wasn't there. So it wasn't, like, a major issue, but I could definitely
Were there, like, buddies of yours from Eastie that were like, hey.
But I could see, and most of the kids I grew up with, they were just grateful to see me and happy for me.
Right.
But there was a little bit of, like, oh, you made it, and, like, hey, can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? So there, you could see that, but it wasn't on a level that I can't even imagine the level that Aaron Rodgers was on. So there was a little bit of that, but I was fortunate that the people that for the most part that were around me that I kept in my circle, and I kept my circle really small, weren't like leeches and weren't looking for something.
What I love about Wiggs, though, is Wiggs is so loyal. So, I mean, I'm sure, and so generous. I'm sure you were very generous to those that came up with you. But you probably were like, I have two people I need to look out for.
Yeah.
It's Talina and my mom.
Yeah, and I had, you know, and I had a real, like I got a small circle, and it's still like some of the guys that I grew up with that. But those guys, they're not like, oh, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Like, you know what I mean? They're just happy to see me succeed. And that was the thing I think that was big for me, because we kind of, you know, you come from a certain type of environment. It's like, you know, they're just happy to see you be successful. And the ones that are in your circle, you know, they're there for you. They're like, they're the ones that help you bury the body, not the people that are like, oh, you know what? He did it, or because he didn't pay me, he's changed. So you keep your circle small, and you don't, a lot of the times, you don't have to run into those problems.
Yeah. I one other thing that I just stood out in understanding, and it's interesting because it's religion of sport. It's Brady's Shadow Lion production company that put this together. It's three parts. It's a little long. It's well done, but it could have been two. It just is fascinating to see someone who is a four-time MVP, among the most talented to ever play quarterback, but he used football to get away.
Mm.
And I look at a guy, and just because we always compare to Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers, like, I feel like Brady and Mahomes used football to bring people together.
Right.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers used it as his getaway car, like as a means to escape and to find a life for himself. And it's just, it's indescribable in terms of what you see, because you just know it when you feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Aaron Rodgers is around the Jets players, there's like a forced camaraderie that doesn't feel real. Whereas when you see Mahomes, or when you saw, you know, Brady, or when even when you saw guys like, I don't know, like, I don't know the exact way to put it, but you can kind of understand why Aaron Rodgers hasn't won more.
Yeah.
Because it's all about him.
But I can also understand, like, you know, somebody who's like, you know, Brady comes up a little bit in a different way, where Rodgers is a first round pick. Like, I can only imagine, like, the leeches and the, you know, the whole saying, like, crabs in the bucket, that with people he probably, you know, felt close to, that are always like pulling at him for something. So I bet it's probably hard for a guy like that who, you know, has instant success thrown his way. And a lot of these guys who, I mean, we talk about it with, like, Travis Hunter, you know, and his fiance, and the kid's going to probably be a top three pick. Can you imagine the people that are pulling at him, or, like, a lot of these kids now with the NILs?
Right, his fiance.
Yeah, and so if you don't keep your circle and your family tight with the people that you know are there to see you do well and are not there for something, then I could see why there's issues. And that could be, like, is, you know, we hear it all the time, like, you know, kids don't talk to their parents because of whatever reason. So, like, it's not a shocking thing to me, but, you know, sometimes you feel bad if you've been in that situation for a guy like Rodgers, because they're like, oh, family above everything. But no, my mother used to say this to me all the time. Sometimes family to be the first people that stab you in your back.
Right, yeah. It's interesting. I think you can definitely see Aaron Rodgers' family stab him in the back on the Netflix docuseries. There's three parts. I recommend it. It's not the greatest thing in the world, but I thought it was fascinating to see that component of Aaron Rodgers. So 30 minutes from now, Bill O'Brien, I think the best interview in Boston every week. We have the leads coming up next, but right now here's Courtney with what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. We talked a lot about Jerod Mayo yesterday and his job security, kind of on the top of everybody's mind all week. He was asked by the media yesterday about a report that he was assured job security for next year, next season. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not sure where that story came from. Look, I have multiple conversations on a daily basis with ownership, and they've always been supportive.
You've often talked about getting better in year two. Has that been assured to you that you have them?
No, again, for me this week, like, my focus is on this game, the Bills here today. Like, things that happen at the end of the season, like, I can't control those things, so it's all about the Bills.
The Celtics are back in action tonight. They have the Bulls at the TD Garden. Sam Hauser, Kristaps Porzingis, and Xavier Tillman are all listed as questionable. Tip is at 7:30. And the Bruins wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Edmonton to take on the Oilers. Puck drop at 9. Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Broncos at Chargers, 8:15 start. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And an update as the Chiefs get ready to play on Saturday against the Texans. Patrick Mahomes was a full participant in practice yesterday.
Yeah, he's playing Christmas.
Yes, they're not sitting him these last three games, knowing that Buffalo, if you look at Buffalo's schedule, it's much easier than what Kansas City has to deal with, so they're not going to give Buffalo an inch. Yeah.
He was out and about at Taylor Swift's surprise birthday party, so it seemed like he was doing fine. Yeah. Today only, stop into your local Shaw's or Star Market for their daily deal. Today's daily deal is pretzel roll sandwiches for $5 each. That's right, pretzel roll sandwiches are $5 each. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
We got snow in the forecast.
Oh, wow.
According to my latest modeling, 3 to 4 inches tomorrow in Boston.
Damn.
But said anywhere, it just popped up on my screen.
Jesus.
I mean, my modeling, but it's 38 right now. It feels like 30. The afternoon high today will be in the low 40s.